Would you believe that I was very much into the boxing? First of all, because of the fact that there was a St. Vincent's boxing club run by Joe Rooney and his son, young Joe, who was a very good boxer at the time. And I loved them. Now, I was, naturally enough, I was a southpaw. And the trainer didn't like southpaws. He wanted the other orthodox style. And any time that I switched over boxing southpaw, I used to do very well because you always got 1 minute out of 3 rounds and you were allowed to take whatever stance you wanted. And I used to go back and I used to win my matches on the fact that I was gone back to the southpaw, which I was more used to than I did to the natural stance, the orthodox method of boxing. And that career came to a sudden halt and I was going very, very well, I thought, to go even to box in the stadium. Was because I played a hurling match in the morning on a frosty morning out in Coolock against St. Vincent's, and a pure accident. The ground was frozen solid. It should never have been played. And as I ran for a ball with one of the Vincent's players, his hurley ran up mine, hit me in the teeth and knocked out about 4 or 5 of my teeth. So all the rest of my teeth and the upper part of my mouth were all loose. So there was no use going back boxing again. And so my boxing career ended. And I had great visions at the time becoming one of the greats of boxing in Ireland because I used to go regularly to the stadium. And in 1948, my wife and I had regular seats when I was working in Old Lossan. We had regular seats at that time. Now, we weren't married, but we used to go regularly. And I watched Maxie McCullough, Mick McKeown, Willie Lenehan, all those great, marvellous boxers. And Willie Lenehan, to me, at the time, a little flyweight, was the best boxer that I have ever seen. He was a marvellous, scientific boxer, and I haven't seen a better boxer since.